Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA plus news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main and this is your QNN community update. From Pink News. Iraq has just passed a sweeping new anti-LGBTQ plus law that criminalises same-sex relationships, with anyone breaking it potentially facing up to 15 years in prison if convicted. The law also criminalises simply existing as a trans person, with penalties for anyone who changes their biological gender or dresses in an effeminate manner. Up until now, Iraq has been one of just a few Islamic nations which did not explicitly criminalise gay sex, although morality clauses in its penal code have been used to target LGBTQ plus people in the past. The law on combating prostitution and homosexuality was passed on last Saturday and makes it abundantly clear that same-sex relations are now entirely banned in Iraq, punishable by prison sentence of at least 10 years, up to a maximum of 15. Iraq has been increasingly cracking down on the LGBTQ plus community in recent years. In August 2023, the country ordered its media platforms not to use the words homosexual or gender. From the Associated Press. A teenage suspect who allegedly made derogatory remarks about LGBTQ plus people before opening fire at a backyard punk rock show faces 7 felony charges for a shooting that killed 1 person and injured 6 others in Minneapolis. The document charging the alleged and another man says the shooting was motivated by bias against the victim's gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. Witnesses identified the gathering as an LGBTQ plus family-friendly community, and the victims included people who identified as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, with the shooter identified as 2 males who were not part of the community, but who had come to the concert and interacted with multiple people in the minutes before the shooting. Musician and songwriter Nicholas Trevor Golden, who also went by August Golden, died from a gunshot wound to the chest. Golden, 35, played in the punk band Scrounger and was deeply involved in the punk scene in Minneapolis and other cities. Another shooting victim suffered injuries to his intestines, liver, and a kidney. From Star Observer. The Victorian Department of Health have reported that in the past week, 3 new locally acquired cases of Mpox, previously referred to as monkeypox, have been confirmed in Victoria. Prior to this, the most recent cases in Victoria were nearly 5 months ago, in Jan of 2024. Since May of 2022, there has been a large outbreak of Mpox in several countries around the world, which has predominantly impacted men who have sex with men. According to the Victorian Department of Health, these trends of Mpox cases appearing around the world and the recent local cases indicate there is an ongoing risk of Mpox in Victoria from both local and overseas transmission. Any men who have sexual interactions with men are encouraged to get the Mpox vaccine. Free Mpox vaccines are widely available for eligible people through certain sexual health clinics, hospitals, GPs and pharmacies. Turning to QNN Sport now and from OutSports. Nikki Ayres will be headed back to the Paralympics, this time in Paris and this time totally out and proud in every aspect of her life. Having been announced as an ambassador for Pride House Paris 2024, the biggest project of its kind so far for an Olympic and Paralympic Games, Ayres is also moving up a level in the LGBTQ plus athlete activism. However, the Australian power rower, who became a world champion for the first time last year, admits that she is not a natural campaigner. After competing in Tokyo 3 years ago, she said, "I identified as being gay within the sporting community, and the people who were close around me knew I was, but I wasn't very open about it. As a sport, rowing is quite conservative and is still learning how to be more inclusive. When she read that after the Tokyo Games, that Australian Institute of Sport was creating a program called Thrive with Pride, inviting elite athletes who are LGBTQ+ to assist with inclusion initiatives through sharing their own experiences, she was very intrigued. By staying on board the program for a second year, Paralympics Australia then put her forward for the Pride House role at Paris 2024, which was announced earlier this month. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search QNN. I'm Joel King Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.